Attracting good talent right now, it's tough. Retaining them, even tougher. And here's the kicker. People don't just look at your job ad, they look at you. They'll stalk your socials, they'll read your Google reviews, they'll check how your brand shows up online. If your marketing makes your business look innovative, fun, and values driven, you're already halfway to attracting great people. But if they see generic stock images and salesy posts all the time, then you look like every other business. Here's the brutal truth. The way you show up for your customers is the way people expect you to show up for your team. And if there's a disconnect, the best people simply won't touch you. So how do we fix this? Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Quick question. If I Googled your business right now, would I want to work there? Because here's the thing. Your marketing isn't just selling to customers, it's selling to your future employees too. And if what you're putting out there screams boring, outdated, or chaotic, then guess what? The best people are scrolling right past you, straight into the arms of your competitors. So today, we're going to dig into why your marketing might be quietly sabotaging your talent pool, how to flip that around, and how to make sure your brand attracts not just customers, but the right team who'll actually deliver on those promises. So let's be real. Attracting good talent right now, it's tough. Retaining them, even tougher. And here's the kicker. People don't just look at your job ad, they look at you. They'll stalk your socials, they'll read your Google reviews, they'll check how your brand shows up online. And if what they see is uninspiring, messy, or even worse, inconsistent, they'll make one decision: not for me. And if they do join without knowing your true culture, that's when you get high turnover, because what you promised on paper doesn't actually match reality. It's like dating. If your Tinder profile says you like hiking and green smoothies, but in reality you're into Netflix binges and Uber Eats, that's fine, but your date's going to be a little bit annoyed when they find out. Okay, so here's the big question. Why would someone choose you over another employer? Sure, salary is part of it, but research shows that people care just as much, if not more, about these things: culture, growth opportunities, flexibility, a sense of purpose. And do you know where they'll sniff all of those things out and get signals to tell them? Your marketing, your Instagram feed, your website, your tone of voice. If your marketing makes your business look innovative, fun, and values driven, you're already halfway to attracting great people. But if they see generic stock images and salesy posts all the time, then you look like every other business. And talented people don't want every other business, right? They want somewhere they can be proud to tell their friends, their families, this is where I work. So let's flip some perspectives for a second. Imagine you're a candidate. Okay, let's shift that. You're a candidate. You see a company with slick campaigns, strong branding, loads of happy customer stories, and a fun human vibe online. You're thinking, wow, these people have their act together, right? I want in. Now imagine another brand. Their website looks like it was built in 2009. Their social posts are inconsistent. 1 minute they're posting daily, then radio silence for months. Reviews are patchy, messaging's all over the shop. Which one are you applying for? What business do you want to work with? Exactly. And this is why your recruitment marketing must be aligned with your business marketing. It's not a separate track. It's the same story. Because here's the brutal truth. The way you show up for your customers is the way people expect you to show up for your team. And if there's a disconnect, the best people simply won't touch you. So how do we fix this? Smart businesses do these things. Bake culture into your marketing. Showcase your team in your content. Share behind the scenes moments. Celebrate milestones. Highlight values in action. Don't just show what you sell, show who makes it happen. Okay, and you got to use recruitment campaigns that mirror your customer campaigns. If your customer ads are polished and creative, your recruitment ads should be too. Nothing screams, we don't value people, like a job ad that looks like it was copied from a government form, okay? So start onboarding before day one. The story you tell about your business through your website, socials, and ads, all of this is your pre-onboarding. By the time someone signs a contract, they should already feel connected to your mission and culture. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Now, consistency, well, that's a non-negotiable. You can't have a fun, edgy tone for customers and then a stiff corporate tone in your job ads. Because why? That's confusing. The message has to be aligned across the board. And at the end of the day, your team is the one delivering the brand promise you're making to customers. You can't market fast, friendly, innovative service if your staff don't feel empowered, aligned, and excited to be there. Your marketing sets the expectation externally. Your people make it real internally. And if those two things simply aren't aligned, your brand cracks. Customers feel it, staff feel it, and you end up in the expensive cycle of constant rehiring. So here's the takeaway. Your marketing is never just about your customers. It's about your future team too. And if you want to attract and retain the best talent, your recruitment marketing needs to be singing the same song as your customer marketing. So ask yourself this. Does our marketing make people want to work here? Does our culture show up in our content? Are we onboarding our team into the same message we give our customers? And if the answer is no, you've just got some work to do. Here at The Marketing Factory, we help businesses align their customer and recruitment marketing together so they build not just strong brands but strong teams. So go ahead, visit our website, book that discovery call, connect with me, Marissa Candy, on the social, because the truth is this. If your marketing is tanking your talent pool, your growth will stall no matter how many customers you attract. See you next time. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.